I want to look at your stock picks and I want to see how convincing you are in 20 seconds. Okay, let's say 30.
Okay, I'll make mine really quick. It's Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon. It's absolutely fantastic. You know, you look at it, it's not just... I'm doing it because it's a Black Friday stock pick, and tomorrow is Black Friday. Alibaba's already had its Singles Day, and now it's Amazon's turn to see how much money they can make and how quickly. Obviously, Amazon Prime now moving from two-day delivery to one-day delivery. It's a very exciting development for the company. You look at AWS, which is Amazon Web Services, and you know, cloud computing is just turning into such a cash cow for them. And they're constantly like innovative. And I think now that Jeff Bezos is no longer the richest man in the world, he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to be out there to do even better. And he's obviously a large shareholder, and your interests will be looked after.
Time's up. You go.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Aspen. I think that obviously there was a huge catalyst which created a big gap. That gap has is still to be filled. That trade needs to trade up to 136 Rand in order for that to happen. Looking in the shorter term, I see a fairly strong uptrend. We were tracking this as one of the sort of the game plan of the week things from Monday. And it's sort of pulled back today, and it got just within almost a few cents of the buying zone, which is the area between 113 and 111. If it gets in there, it's on that trend line support. The trend is up. It looks to be heading into the space of the gap. So I think target price 136.68.
One to look at. Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us at the desk this evening. A couple of questions that we didn't have time to get through to this evening, but we will be tackling them on Monday. Gary Boyson is with Rand Swiss and Pietri Redelinghuis with Herenia Capital. Julieta will be taking more of your questions on Monday. For now, have a good evening.